and all the priests and religious, I wanted to wish each and every one of you a very blessed and grace-filled Epiphany season. And as we think about this great feast, let us recall the idea of gifts and how the three wise men gave their gifts, and the virtues, of course, which they signify: charity, prayer, and penance. These are things most critical and most necessary for our own immortal souls. And as often as we've heard about these virtues, who is there among us that knows them perfectly and has nothing more to learn of them? And so it's important that we never grow tired of studying them. A few days ago was the circumcision. The saints encourage us to circumcise our hearts, to cut away all that displeases God. Recall when St. Louis de Montfort also speaks of the gift unfit for the king presented by the peasant, whom when the queen prepares, that makes it acceptable. Now, what is it that God wants from us? Is it not our hearts? From the Old Testament, we read, "Son, give me thy heart." But is it perfect? Is it worthy? Is it a fitting gift? Imagine what would happen if a great king were given a gift of fruit that was less than perfect, one that had blemishes and had not been properly prepared. It would be an insult to the king. This should impress on us the great benefit and the necessity of devotion to our Blessed Mother, who can help us to make our poor hearts of themselves no fitting place, since we are sinners and have stains of sin on our hearts. She can make them acceptable. Let us pray for the humility to see ourselves as God does, not as we would like, and to pray in this new year given to us for a precious gift, the precious gift of time, by which we cut away from our lives all that does not please God, to purify our charity, especially by means of proper prayer and mortification, and to appreciate these great gifts, to study them, to dispel false notions about them, to see prayer and mortification as necessary for the soul, as food and water for the body. Because we don't see these things and life goes on, it's easy, if we don't have a deep faith, to lose sight of just how important they are, how precious they are, the great transformation these things can work in our lives and those around us. How wonderful God is. When we bring our spiritual lives in order, we please not only God, but we are at peace within our own soul and with others around us. And so let us not fail to study the great mystery of love and learn what is in our lives that needs changed, to take heart, seeing that God, who owes us nothing, has come to give us the great gift of example, how to suffer, how to love, how to pray. Yes, let us study these things by meditation and spiritual reading so as to attain the holiness that God has called each and every one of us to. Not to be deceived in this regard. Not to think we are holier than thou. Not to think that we are better. Not to think that we are to be discouraged. We're not called to a level of holiness because we're afraid to pursue that. Because it's not convenient. It involves sacrifice. It involves loving God above ourselves. So we have to understand and be enlightened by the grace of God and pray for that light to know the level of holiness that God has called us to and to correspond thereto. We are made for heaven. To reach it, we must become holy. A lifelong work which can only be completed when the fallen part of us that tends to sin is dead, and that is possible only when we die. But we should not be discouraged by this, but understand God and His grace are available. Recall that only with greater devotion to our Blessed Mother can we hope to attain that holiness, that salvation. But if we let her, she will help us as much as we need, as much as we allow. Let us pray to be generous then with God, who is far more generous with us and who loved us first. The effect of this love of God is to draw us away from self. In time, this love helps us to break the ties that keep us earthbound from coming to God, whether that be in people, things, or whatever else. Tomorrow is First Friday. What a great opportunity there is each First Friday to fire the love of God in us in the spirit of gratitude and reparation. That is what we're called to. That is part of that holiness that we're called to. And you think about it, it is a great gift to know and have this devotion to our Lord's Sacred Heart. But if we don't use that, what happens? You can imagine our Lord took the trouble, revealed this great devotion, a secret to his heart, when the charity of many began to grow cold after the Protestant Reformation, or the revolt, we should say. But we want to make sure we use that. We don't want to leave it neglected. Let us not lose the opportunity of this each month, and each month of this year. Let us resolve to go to Mass and receive communion if possible with some sacrifice. There will be a morning and evening Masses as usual. So let us this year resolve to read or reread about the great love of the Sacred Heart, and so to prepare as best we can with the help of the Immaculate Heart to refuse nothing asked of us by the Sacred Heart this coming year. Jesus, meek and humble of heart. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.